So why now? Why now am I going to, 140, I think I said 140 a day. Why in the hell am I going to read your email? Why do I have to take action right now? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show here. Heads Up Advisor. Going to be talking about email marketing. We got Craig here.
Hola.
Craig is back from climbing the pyramids, and our good friend Christiana is on the show.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, so I thought we'd do an episode on email marketing. You know, the average American gets 140 emails a day, okay? That's like three pages of Gmail, three full inbox pages, right? I remember thinking Gmail, my old emails were at the bottom. Now it's just every day there's three pages full. So, you know, I'm not going to get into marketing funnels so much today, but the marketing side of email is still the king of marketing. I can tell you firsthand experience here. We just sold out Self-Funded Mastery. 40 people signed up last week with the urgency close of the event price going up. I think we oversold it.
Ooh.
And the space can't fit it because it was just a workshop.
We sold standing room only circles, didn't we?
Standing room only. Well, that's what people are trying to tell me. If you guys are interested, standing room only or a chair in the back, we may be able to squeeze you in, but yeah. You know, no promises here. But that was mostly from the email marketing, okay? Now, it's only one component of it, but it is the most effective by far. Everything that I track, there's nothing that compares to the email marketing. So, guys, if you're not doing email marketing, you're missing out. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to give you some ideas, a little step-by-step. If you listen to the end, we're going to get you a step-by-step process that you can fill in to create that email campaign. But I want to start with, let me go to show sponsor here, Achieve Health Plan. If you haven't, go ahead and check it out, achievealliance.com. We've got the video on there all about the health plan. We got some new products coming out to help you convert some fully insured business over to self-funding, which will release that Self-Funded Mastery. That being said, again, Self-Funded Mastery is sold out. So let's go into it. It really starts with creating the campaign, okay? So I'm going to use some examples on what we did. And what I use is a program called Active Campaign. I know there was in the group, some people asked what you're using. Use what you like. You know, there's so many out there. Some may work better than other. I like Active Campaign. And what are you looking to accomplish, right? So what are you trying to do? So we were trying to do an event. So you're doing a webinar, you're doing an event, you're doing some sort of giveaway, you're trying to get them to download a PDF, are you trying to get them to watch a replay of a webinar? You have to decide what your end goal here is with the campaign, right? So ours was the Self-Funded Mastery event, right? So the goal is, okay, how do we generate interest around this event? And I'm going to make a recommendation to a lot of you out there, and shout out to Margot White, that is our marketing everything. She does emails, copywriting, everything. Don't steal her from me. But I'm going to recommend you go out and you find a copywriter, okay? Because you probably shouldn't be. If you're in insurance, you're probably not that good of a writer unless you're Craig. You need a copywriter. So go out and find a copywriter. Now, they may not need to be an expert on the specific topic. They understand how to create urgency, get calls to action, get them to take action. You can give them an idea of what you're looking to accomplish, have a call with them, get them up to speed a little bit more on your product. But it's very psychological, and don't be overly concerned with specifically they need to know about healthcare, because Margot didn't know anything really about healthcare before we started, and she does a great job. So understanding what the campaign is going to be, okay? Whether it's a product, a webinar, event, Self-Funded Mastery, okay? So we started it here. And again, you can campaign, sales funnel it, social posts. It all goes together, but the email is king. The email is going to get the word out to them, okay? Allow them to click to a landing page, find out what the event is about. You can do it in the email. You could tell them about the event. You could tell them about your speakers. Each different email could be based on a speaker. We didn't have to do that, but if you want to, that's something you could do as far as basics of that email. You can say something?
I'm with you. Yeah. It all depends on your positioning, right? If you have the right posturing, you don't need to give out every freaking detail, right? And if you don't, and people don't know you like you and trust you yet, then you got to give them more. So that's what the landing page is for.
Yeah, I mean, the landing page is you're driving them there with the email to get them to click, to get to that landing page, whether you're going to have a video, why you're going to be there. I mean, the email is almost a double sometimes of what's on the landing page, because we have to get them to the landing page. And the landing page or sales page is going to help sell them and create urgency. It all goes together, okay? Once we get this campaign, you can decide what you want to do here, right? You've got to look at segmenting your audience. So if you don't have an email list, I mean, you got to start there, and we'll do a session on building a list. What we did at Heads Up Advisors, you got to be careful with spamming and stuff. Shit, I put a list in there and I did it anyway, but you know, I'd recommend, hey, you can do it with your prospects, pull a list. You're going to create a warm audience and a cold audience. Segmenting your list is extremely important and applies in different ways. With us, with Heads Up Advisor, we had people that were warmer, that engaged with our content, were in our group, we knew, interacted in some way, and then there's a cold audience. So both audiences are getting a different email. So for instance, in the brokerage industry, you may want to, let's say, go after a specific market. You may have a niche of, let's say, contractors or blue-collar workers, whatever it is. Pick a niche. Charter schools we did one time. I don't recommend them, but my old firm had them. Okay, so you're going to build a campaign segmented to that audience specifically. The more you can say this is who, you can directly say who the avatar is, the more it resonates with them. So decide, you could say it's industry specific. Another one is very important is position at the company, right, Craig?
For sure.
How important is...
The key message I heard so far was you have to segment your audience. And that means you got to talk to them in a way that they want to talk. If you talk to them like you're a health insurance broker, then they're going to treat you like a health insurance broker and potentially ignore your email or respond to it if it falls under their purview. So segmenting the audience is paramount because it's going to direct what your messaging is, what you're saying, what you're offering, what's provocative about that subject line on the email that's going to make them want to read for another 7 seconds.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Christiana, you've done a lot of email marketing. Anything you want to add to that?
Email marketing is really, really important. I guess you do need to know specifically your audience. CRMs with management, there's so many apps out there that you can kind of like use if you don't already have your CRM established. For example, let's just use MailChimp, right? So MailChimp, it's just kind of like the same as the Facebook analytics. You want to make sure of these conversions, are people really reading your data? What I've noticed in some of email marketing, you don't want to do too much of like this adding GIFs, mm-hmm. GIFs and stuff. You want to just have your content really clean, very, very specific, probably have like a product that you want to expose in that email. And then a lot of like areas for the people to kind of communicate back with you. In marketing, you really want to see what they like and what they need. So yeah, that would be definitely like my advice on that.
A shout out to Beth Johnson, I see on the show here. So Beth Johnson, you've got D2E. She's got a direct-to-employer product that she created a brand around, and she may want to push that product. So what I'm going to do, and I've talked to her about it, is doing a campaign. She's got this great product, but nobody knows about it. We've got to get the word out and build a campaign specifically around that product. And where are we going to take them? We're going to take them maybe to a webinar first, and then we're going to follow up in 3 to 5 months for a live event. And I could have PDF downloads. The PDF download, you could go from an email to a download a PDF. Once they download the PDF, you capture the email. They're now a warm lead. It now forwards them to a recorded 10-minute, 20-minute, 30-minute webinar on the product and sells them to come to your event. So there's a whole way of funneling it through. But the most important part is the email. You're going to get the webinar signups from that. I'm not saying not to do the other things, but you're going to have the most success from the emails, bar none. Now, you can telemarket too as well, but again, the email is such a wide net. So that's number one, campaign. Two is segmentation. Other things you got to talk about is before you're drafting these email campaigns, right? the conversion is so important. Is so why now? Why now am I going to, 140, I think I said 140 a day. Why in the hell am I going to read your email? Why do I have to take action right now versus all this other stuff that's so important to me in my business and my day? Because that's what you're competing with, guys. That's what marketing is. You're competing with for people's attention, okay? I've gotten a little backlash sometimes when I've posted certain things from a marketing standpoint, but it seems to be controversial, and that's where I get the most emails and texts from. So it works. If you get a lot of haters, that means it's working. Yep. Okay. So why now? Then who does it relate to? We talked about segmenting the audience. If you're going to create an email campaign where you're allowing CFOs, CEOs, and HR to come, well, you know, when I went through building an email list, and you can segment it based on titles. So you want to take in your CRM, you have a pulled data dump of emails, right? 3,000 emails. Well, I can select the title and say, they call it a tag too. You can tag them, whatever you want to call it, and select it. This email goes specifically. Remember we talked about heads up advisor, warm and cold. Well, this one's going to go just to the HR people, and I'm going to tweak the subject line, or I have a written out email, but I'm just going to tweak something towards HR or something specific more towards them. So who does this relate to? And why? We talked about the six human needs, and you know, HR is going to have a different reason of doing something than the CFO.
Every time. Here's something I noticed from a lot of brokers. Still to this day, they're still their default regression to the mean presentation is always about the 20th century. We're in the 21st century, guys and gals. And that is, if I asked you, what's a competent broker, right? How do you show competence to a prospect? Most of you fall for the trap and you say, well, I know about this and I know about that, and I can tell them about this and I can tell them about that. And you're missing the point. That's why your close ratio is not as good as it could be. Competence isn't about what you know about your products and services and their features and benefits. Competence is about what you can impart to a prospect about what you know about their business. And that's why they want to listen to you, because you're going to drop dimes on them about unrecognized problems, unanticipated solutions, because you understand their business, because you've researched them before you talk to them. Not about how smart you are about products, features, and benefits.
Great point. It's why are they related to that, and how you can prove that you can solve their problem, okay? How are you going to solve my problem? If you can't get that across, you can use testimonials, case studies, news stories, whatever it is. You've got to convey that message to them. And we'll get into more of getting them to take action in a minute. So let me just go to the next one here. So anything you want to add there, Christiana?
Yeah, I agree. Finding the problem, especially, and I like what you said about the warm market versus the cold market. In your CRM, if your management does not have where you can do those tags, that's going to be very, very important. So that way you kind of know who you're catering to this month for this campaign, and then setting that up strategically. And there's sales, there's ClickFunnels that you can go ahead. There's bots and chat bots that you can have automated systems to communicate back and forth to those emails. So if you're not standing by the computer, you don't have to get overwhelmed to be like, oh, I have to answer to all these things. So there's so many like automated services today that we could use to monetize. And I think that's really, really important, like capturing what your customer really needs and what they're looking for.
You can just start to segment them all accordingly. Some of them let you put like a hot list, hot, cold, like multiple levels of how warm they are based on how much they've interacted with your content. So how many emails they've opened, how many have clicked, right?
Yeah.
When you're casting the net of 3,000, 4,000 emails, let's say 10 to 15 or 20% open it, okay, that becomes a warmer audience than the cold ones. Then who clicked it, right? So if you're going to cold call these people, we're now selling our direct contracting program. We want to get the word out, Beth. What are we going to do? Well, the first people that I'm going to call is the people that click the link, because they've expressed the most interest in my program by clicking that. So that's where I start. That's where I'm, if I'm going to spend money now and send something out, you know, we had a book and we were sending stuff out. If you're going to spend money, that's where you start, because that's the warmest audience. So go ahead and call them first, get them to your webinar, your event, whatever you're trying to sell them or drive them to. That's where you're going to start. Then you're going to back into, okay, who's opened the email? How many emails are you sending them, right? You want to have some sort of campaign where it's like last week we did for Self-Funded Mastery, that the price was going up. We had three or four emails. We had to stop it on the fourth one because we sold out, but we had four emails scheduled specifically in advance with the specific urgency, specific dates, letting people know, hey, time's running out. The urgency closed. And that's why 40 people signed up, or they'll just sit, wait around to sign up for your event to last minute, and they'll find an excuse or something will come up. So now it's on their calendar in advance. So if you're doing an event, maybe you're charging them a price to go. Maybe you're not. Maybe the price goes up. Maybe it's free till this date. Then they have to pay, whatever it is, to get them to take action on that email campaign. So the next thing I want to talk about is structuring the email. We talked about the systems. And again, don't get overwhelmed. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. I don't think us as brokers are the best at writing emails. Again, besides Craig's a good writer. I am not. Just hire somebody to do it, just like your clients hire you. Okay. Don't think you need to do it all. You're not a copywriter. So I would go on sites like Upwork, Fiverr. Yeah. Those sites will have copywriting. Copywriting is a very skilled talent. Sales, copywriting. Okay. There's content writing, which is like blogs. Okay. But yeah. Then there's sales copywriting. Sales copywriting is you're trying to get them to sell them something, whether it's a product, an event, a webinar, an email. You know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get them to take some action. So it all starts with the email is subject line, right? My favorite part. Yeah. Those I can usually do because it's only a couple words. And the longer it goes, it actually goes down on conversion. So I think that right is like three or four words. You go past that, every word past that, your conversion level goes down. I like to call it clickbait.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's no more than seven.
Yeah. No, is it seven?
Yeah.
Not 100% certain what it is, but the more you use, the less the conversion. But clickbait. So for example, some of the things that we used was, hey, you're fired or you're impeached, right? I'm using topical stuff. You've been impeached. You can use things that are hot topics, trending. Go to Google Trends. Yeah. Just type in Google Trends, and it'll show you the top trending things right now. What's going on right now? The virus in China, okay?
Yeah.
Did you catch the virus or something? Yeah. You've been infected.
And have common sense. Don't send a CFO an email on twerking.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. I mean, a lot of these things like Google Trends, I didn't find out about this until 2 years ago. And you can actually see the analytics of what people are actually searching from their IP addresses. So you can see certain words that work for high conversions. It's kind of like SEO. So that's pretty important.
Want to tell them what SEO is?
So SEO optimization is kind of like what Google's, like their way of registering what places are being searched the most. So you have like these tags you could put. So if you're doing like liposuction, you could do Orange County liposuction in this part of the body. And then you will put like a comma and then you will put more tags. The more a person Googles any of those tag words, your website is going to be at the higher or it depends on that list. So the more of like, I would say, powerful tags that you have, that SEO rate is going to go higher or lower. And that means people viewing your products, people viewing your webpage. So it's very, very important to have like high SEO.
I love that you chose that as a random topic, because heads up advisors like mental liposuction. We suck the fat out of brokers' brains so they can think better.
I love that.
Mental liposuction. I'm going to trademark that.
I think some of the people that attended High Stakes Advising got to take a look at some of the Orange County, what did you say, liposuction and plastic surgery. I went with a couple brokers. You went to one of the bars and went upstairs, and it was pretty much people over 40 with a lot of work done.
Ooh.
And I said, welcome to Orange. And I don't mean just work done. I mean it was over the top.
Ooh.
It was over the top stuff. I said, welcome to Orange County. Welcome to Orange County here, guys.
Hey, I used to work for a doctor's firm, so I know about that stuff.
Gotcha.
I thought I saw you on TikTok.
No, not me.
So let's go back to subject line again. Guys, we're trying to get, if they don't open the email, your email isn't worth anything. So you have to get them to open the email. Now, once we get the open the email, you have 3 seconds, maybe less. They say 3 seconds to capture their attention. It's the opening that you're going to want to do. And again, this is where the copywriter comes in, where, you know, I saw somebody write something the other day. It was like, on the top of their social post, I shouldn't be alive. Okay, hook. We're hooking them. That first 3 seconds, you're going to need to hook them into why they need to read it. Now, it doesn't have to be specific to what you're doing, but it's got to hook them and get them. Again, you're competing with attention for marketing, 140 emails a day. Why the hell do I want to read yours and skim yours? Careful with the length of it, right? So that's the hook, and it's very important. Answering the same questions, why it's related, why does it relate to me, why now? If you don't cover that, you're dead as soon as they open the email, okay? Careful with images, memes, things like that. What happens with the email filters, there's email filters, and you go to spam a lot. So even with these active campaigns and you guys, is most of my emails will go into spam. Just the reality of it, because the email systems are getting smarter and smarter, so it's harder to get the delivery rate. One trick is if you don't want to track the opens and the clicks, if you turn those off, it helps pass through the filters better, but you don't get the data. So sometimes I play with them. Then you've got the body copy, again, talking about what this is. It's, again, going to be sales copy with urgency to the close as to why you want them to take the next step. What is the next step? Click the button below, right? So there's the call to action command, CTA. What are we trying to accomplish in it? We sent emails out before the show. 60 minutes, we're going live. Okay, anybody that opened got a second email that said, we're going live in 30. So we segmented, you can automatically segment the first email to the opens so they get the second email that we're going live in 30 minutes, right? What am I trying to do? I'm trying to get you on the live to consume the content, okay? So you're trying to get them to consume your webinar. So you got to have a series of emails to not only, once they sign up, Zoom, if you use like a program like Zoom, it sends it, you know, the day before, it sends an hour before, so it does it for you. But if you want to go over the top, you can do it yourself, because they could sign up. That's step one. Now, how many people are going to show up? Okay. So, you know, again, it's like event two. They sign up for event, but if nobody shows up, what good is it? So they don't get to hear your message. Headline and email, we covered a little bit. You could talk about an image. You could use a provocative image, provocative subjects. Craig, you're pretty good at that.
Yeah, well, you just got to remember to tailor it to your audience. So if you're sending stuff to HR people or CFOs or business owners, depending on the size of the group, just tailor the message to what they'd be concerned about related to their business, right? And you know, if you have a good hook, it doesn't matter how long it is. For example, when I was a kid, my parents moved 5 times. I found them every time.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, anything you want to add there, Christiana, on email marketing hook? And for those that don't know it, Christiana does a lot of marketing services in the background, so she's doing a lot of this.
Definitely like the hook and the bait, you know, hooking and baiting them. There's so many blogs and like things you, if you're not really like we've already mentioned, if you're not a copywriter, stop trying to feel like you have to do everything on your own. As entrepreneurs and business people, there's other people who know something better than you. So those services are available. But if you wanted to spend the time just because out of curiosity, you wanted to gain the skill for yourself, there's so many blogs out there that literally give you specifics on how to tag your catch line, how to close in the copy message and that copy body message. There's so many templates out there. I started a lot of my marketing with just copying a lot of the templates online. And from there, I would see some of the conversions high and some low. But then that's where you say, hey, okay, this month I need to kind of do something different. And you tailor it a little bit different based on your audience.
Yeah. Sell the sizzle, not the steak. Everything doesn't have to be full detail about the product. And some guys go, you know, I want to hire this person to do my site or my email, but they don't know anything about healthcare. They know how to get people to take action. Sometimes it's just filling in the blank. it all applies. Craig's son, Mark, is phenomenal at that. It's just like, what was the line he gave me? Here's what most people do. Just follow this system in your email. Here's what most people do. Here's why they're wrong. Here's what you should be doing. Okay.
In essence, yeah.
It's psychology, but it's copywriting. It's just fill in the blanks and you'll have more success in those emails. I just want to motivate you guys to start doing email marketing.
Yes.
Get a program. You've got prospects. I made the mistake of not doing email marketing when we were cold calling. So stupid of me. I mean, how many meetings, hundreds of meetings that I went on and I didn't cultivate that audience.
Yeah. Every one of those could have remained in your 150, the brain, top 150 in the brain we talked about in the previous show, right? Every one of those could still be there if you kept marketing to them for free using email, and they would have responded and you wouldn't have had all the challenges you have with cold email, where if there's a GIF, a JPEG, a PNG, or God forbid a video, you're probably going to go into spam because that recipient has never received an email from you and they prejudice the software to send those to spam. And so since you met with them, they'd answer your emails and you could send them damn near anything forever and it would go through. And we all missed the opportunity to take advantage. Hell, I didn't buy Microsoft when it came out, or Dell or Google, right? We missed it. So don't keep making the same mistake and expect a different result.
The time is now. If you just start your email marketing now, I mean, we had Paul Siegert on. He talked about he wrote out himself. He didn't make excuses. I think 5 to 7 emails. So everybody gets in. As soon as he cold calls them, he leaves a voicemail, whatever he sends, he's segmenting based on if he talked to him, if he didn't talk to him, he's sending them out to them now, a series of email, and it just clicked the button. The email system would automatically put their name in, like Joe, wherever, you know, there's different ways to do it.
Yeah.
And they're going to get a series of email. And then you can follow and you can see when you come in the morning, oh, great. These prospects open my emails or clicked. Those are the first people I'm going to call, always. So just a couple ideas, guys, here on how to.
Hey, he has a massive open rate, right? Remember that conversation? It was incredible, yeah. Right? Because he's talked to them, or they've talked on the phone, or they looked eyeball to eyeball, and they open everything he sends them. Literally, he's got an unfair advantage. That's why he's writing so much business.
Yeah, I mean, talk about fear of missing out and creating fear of missing out with these prospects. And, you know, we talk about combo prospecting. This is where combo prospecting applies. If you're getting them from every direction, if you're getting them on social media, you're getting them on email, you're getting them on telemarketing, they start to know who you are and they start to read your stuff. Okay. Another way is to lead them to click it. It goes to your website. You hit them with what's called, it's going to be a little complex, a Facebook pixel. If anybody has seen my Facebook ads, type yes below in the chat here. A lot of times the reason you saw them is because you visited the Heads Up Advisor website and read one of the blogs or the videos that we release. So now the site pixels you on Facebook. And when I run an ad for self-funded mastery or my webinar or my event, I'm going to target specifically people that have already visited my website. So it's very targeted. So you can even use a program like, it's called Snipply, where you could share blogs. So like, these are blogs that you didn't even write. Okay. Let's say it's a hot article. Well, you could take the article link, you go to Snipply, you put it in Snipply, it creates a link for you. You share the article online with that link, and when they visit your blog, even though it's not on your site, it hits them with the Facebook or LinkedIn pixel, okay? And you can have something pop up on the thing that says, hey, Heads Up Advisor, check out our show, and you hit them with an ad. So there's different ways to do it in expansion to what we're talking about today, but I'll keep it simple at that. We're going to get a landing page out probably in a day or so you guys can have that download that we created for you. For your email marketing. If you guys have questions, just put them down in the chat. If you're watching a replay, you listen to the podcast, go ahead and shoot us an email. Check us out, headsupadvisor.com. Anything else you want to add, Christiana?
One little last tip, back to what you said, give something free, whether it's a PDF, a downloadable, some type of ebook, anything that you could service free on that landing page, like a little gift, a token, right? People love receiving free stuff. So that's my little tip.
Yeah, you're giving to get. Right? It's an exchange. So when I put out this PDF download and I'm going to give you an email template. Well, guess what you're going to have to give me? You're going to have to give me your email or you're not getting it, right? So now I've exchanged something for free for your email. So those are some tips, guys. Hope this is helpful. Go ahead and put it in play. You don't have to go so complex. Go on Upwork, find a copywriter to say email campaign or email copywriter to help me with an email campaign. Start it simple. Do it as a simple download first to get them to download something if you want. Start there. Good luck with it. We'll see you on the next one. Heads Up Advisor. Same place, same time, guys. Take care.
See you next week.
Bye.